Seven candidates are vying for the four open council seats, and two candidates are in the running for the chair, including the incumbent chair, Lawrence Woody Widmark, and the incumbent vice chair, Yedi Kuk'a Dionne Brady Howard. Unlike the divisive rhetoric of some national races, Widmark and Yedi Kuk'a share a common belief that the welfare of the tribe's 4,500 citizens was a top priority. Widmark said that was achieved through building bridges.
I think one of the things that I'm really grateful this past year is building our relationships with our Native organizations, corporations, Sea Alaska, Sciatica, and challenging the Tribal Council to meet with them and how we can work together instead of being adversaries for the past couple of years.
Yedi Kuk'a agreed and saw another way forward through supporting education.
I would really like to see more higher education and a career in technical education support for students as well. I think that, you know, we have a solid scholarship, but the scholarship in and of itself doesn't do enough to help tribal citizens with their education when there are so many hoops to jump through to be able to get that education.
The seven candidates running for the four open seats on the council were a mix of incumbents, newcomers, and former council members coming back for more. Bob Sam is one of the latter. He's well known for his work restoring Sitka's cemeteries, but he's got a broader vision now, and he's eager to work on it.
This year I got new eyes. I got cataracts removed, and I have 20/20 vision. So my energy's coming back. I've served on council enrollment and historic preservation. I decided to run this year to share my experience.
Elena Peterson is one of three incumbents running for another two-year term on the Sitka Tribal Council. She's the executive director of Spruce Root, a small business development nonprofit. Peterson just turned 39 and supports opening council seats to citizens under 30 to keep the tribe relevant and moving forward.
You know, I really believe that Sitka Tribe is doing such a great job in so many ways, but I also believe in continuous improvement. So I want to make sure we work to become a better employer with strong systems and structures in place to support all the really good work that staff are doing. And then also have the strong governance at the top and the two things working really well together.
Fellow incumbent Lillian Feldpouch also supported strong tribal governance, but as a means to support culture.
Our constitution, I feel, is important as it helps guide us as we kind of move along. I want to ensure that we sustain our rural status, our tribal sovereignty. A lot of this is our way of life, through culture, through language, through food.
A third incumbent running for re-election, Louise Brady, was not present at the election forum. Of the three candidates trying for a first term on the council, Blossom Teal Olson is a familiar face in local politics, having most recently served as president of the Sitka School Board. Teal Olson said it's important for the tribe, though sovereign, to remain involved at all levels in the community.
I have an extensive history in public service, and I'd like to continue to sit at those tables to ensure that our tribal citizens do have a voice and we do have goals that we set out together and work toward.
Candidate Sonia Smith would like to see more turnover at the Tribal Council and is in support of term limits. Her top concerns involve the health and well-being of citizens, especially those struggling with alcoholism. If elected, she'd be new at the table, but she promises to be at the table.
Pretty obvious that there's a learning curve to it all. I'm willing to learn, but I'm also motivated to admit that as an artist, time is my greatest resource. And I know what it's like to make a commitment, to keep your word, to follow through, and to show up.
Candidate Steve Johnson has served three terms as president of the Southeast Alaska Cultural Center, but this is his first crack at elected office. He cited food security, housing, and economics as his top concerns, saying all three affected the quality of life of tribal citizens.
If we have financial problems and problems feeding ourselves and feeding each other, then we don't have time to perpetuate our culture, and we don't have time to do the things that we want to do as tribal citizens. And do the things that we would love to do with our families, learn language, sing songs, have events. And so much of that, I feel, is in danger of being killed off by economics.
Early voting for the Sitka Tribal Council is open now through November 11th at the Sitka Tribe of Alaska offices on Siganaka Way. Election day is Tuesday, November 12th. Polls will be open 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Sheetkaquan Nakahiti and 4 to 6 p.m. at C-Mart. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.